America is at the crossroads, beloved. We're in a high-speed car on the top of a mountain, and we don't see the curve in the road. We are laughing, we are carrying on, and we are unaware of the danger that lies before us. And if we don't wake up, we're about to go over the edge of the cliff and self-destruct. You need to know what God has to say to this nation at the crossroads. In March 2008, I went to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. I went in early because I'm on the board of directors. I've been on that board for years. And never have I sensed such a heaviness in our board meeting as this year. And the reason for the heaviness is because we believe that America is in grave danger. We believe really that the future of America hangs in the balances, especially with the election of another president of the United States of America and with the election of others at this time. You see, when godly men or God-fearing men rule a country, there is God's blessing upon that country. But when men turn their back on God, when they live as if He does not exist, then you and I can know this, that we are headed for trouble. You say, listen, I don't want to hear about that. I just want you, or I want someone to straighten out the economy for us. I just want you to secure our future. Well, listen to me, precious one. According to the word of God, it is God that secures the future of a nation. And He does that depending on the nation's response, on the nation's faithfulness or lack of faithfulness to God. Whether the nation is in rebellion towards God's commandments or whether the nation has acknowledged that there is a God in heaven. Now, the scary thing is this. There is a group of people, a majority of the population, that do not want conservative Christians or evangelicals influencing what happens in this country. They want to take us and they want to put us in a room, lock the door, and throw away the keys so that we won't interfere. But the purpose of this program is to call you, precious one, to what God has for you, first of all, as a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says that our citizenship is in heaven, whence also you and I wait for a Savior who was going to deliver us from the wrath that is to come. When it's talking about the wrath that is to come, what is God talking about? God is talking about a day when He is going to judge the nations of this world, when He is going to gather them together, as Joel says, in the valley of Jehoshaphat. And they are going to be put in that valley and they are going to be judged. Or as Matthew chapter 25 says, when Jesus Christ comes, He's going to gather all the nations. He's going to separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goat. Goats. He's going to put the sheep on His right hand. He's going to put the goats on His left hand. And He's going to say to the sheep, enter into the joy and into the reward that God has planned for you. Enter in, and that joy and that reward is eternal life. To the goats, He's going to say, you're going to eternal punishment. And do you know what? Part of that judgment of the nations has to do with the way that they treated the followers of Jesus Christ. America is at the crossroads, beloved. And what I want to do in this series is I want to take you to the Word of God. That's what precept upon precept is all about. That's what this program is all about, precepts for life, so that you understand God's precepts. You understand God's statutes. You understand God's commandments. You understand God's standards, and you order your life accordingly. There's a verse in Psalm 119, and it says, "Through your precepts, I get understanding, and I hate every false way." Now, why do you hate every false way? You hate it because it's false, and because false causes you to drive off the edge of the cliff. False is what blinds you to truth and to the direction that you and I are supposed to take. So as we look at this series, America at the Crossroads, I'm going to be doing two things with you. I'm going to be talking about what's going on in the culture at this time, and I'm going to show you what is in the Word of God. Not to be sensational, not to take Scripture and distort it and manipulate it. I don't want to do that because I will answer to God. But I want to show you what God has to say about a country that commits unfaithfulness. I believe that you and I need to understand why we are in grave danger. And then second, we know what to do about it. We know that there's a God in heaven. We know that His sovereignty rules over all. We know we have access to the throne of grace. We know that if we repent and if we confess our sins and if we turn from our wicked ways, if we seek God's face, then God is going to listen to us. So as we do this series, America at the Crossroads, what I'm also doing is calling you to corporate prayer, calling you to begin a grassroots prayer movement and say, yes, America is at the crossroads. Yes, we are in grave danger, but we do know what to do. And what to do is to seek God in prayer. And so every Thursday, all the way through this year, right up through the election, let's unite in prayer. Let's open places of business. Let's open churches. And let's call people to prayer. And in calling people to prayer, let's ask God to bring another great awakening. When the Fulton Street Revival happened, which it was in 1857, over 500,000 to 1 million people came to know Jesus Christ in the United States of America, and the population was about 35 million. But those prayer meetings that started in New York City spread throughout the whole United States of America. There was a fear of God, a respect of God, a trust of God, a turning to God. And this is what we want to see happen again. If a country sins against me, God says, then I am going to have to judge that country. But you and I can stop God's hand of judgment. So at that NRB board meeting and at our business meeting, when we heard this, it was born in our hearts that we need to understand that America is at the crossroads. Now, in the light of that, what I want you to do is I want you to turn in your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 14. Ezekiel chapter 14. And I'm going to start here, and then I'm going to give you a little bit of a background about Ezekiel. But in Ezekiel chapter 14, some of the elders can't come to Ezekiel, and all the way throughout the book, he's called, O Son of Man. Now, not the title that Jesus holds, but he was called Son of Man. And it says, and the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of Man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts. Now, who are these men? One of the things that we teach you when you study the Word of God is to ask the five W's and an H. The five W's and an H. The five W's are who and what and when and where and why, and then the H, which is how. So who are these men? They are elders of Israel. In other words, these are, if you were to look at today's statistics, they talk about builders and boomers and busters and bridgers. And this is the way they've defined and delineated the different people in the United States of America. Well, these would be like the builders. These are the ones that are, let's say, between 60 and 70 years old, those that were born between 1927 and 1945. These are people that have had experience. And you see, I'm 74 years old. I've had experience. I have watched the culture of America change drastically. But he's calling those elders, and God is saying, Ezekiel, speak to them. Because these men have set up idols in their hearts. It's not necessarily that their idols are out there and they're worshiping sticks and stones, but it's in their hearts. Oh, beloved, what is in your heart? Because what is in your heart will affect America. We'll talk about it more in just a minute, but I don't want you to miss this important announcement.
Forty-five years ago, Precept Ministries was born in a little valley in Tennessee, in a barn, actually. Since then, it has grown and crossed oceans and borders to 180 countries and over 70 languages. But many people still don't know, what is Precept? Precept Ministries International is a network of people who see the Word of God as essential for knowing, loving, and following Him in daily life. Precept writes Bible studies using an inductive study method so that people can discover the truth of God's Word for themselves, rather than just reading or listening to someone else's thoughts and interpretations. That sounds great if you have the time, right? That's the hard part. The clock running away from us and an endless to-do list. If we let it, not having enough time for the things that matter will define our lives. Precept Ministries wants to walk differently with you, pointing you to Jesus continually. Our mission is for people to be established in God's Word. Precept is for the 9-to-5 workers, the 8-to-3 students, and the 24/7 parents. It's for the people with questions. It's for disciple makers. It's for the church and the community. It's for you.
Thank you so much for listening, beloved. Thank you for being an active listener. Thank you for wanting to grow, for wanting to know God, for wanting to walk in His ways. And I realize that some of you have tuned in, and this is the first time you have ever heard this program or seen it. And I just want you to know that God has brought us together because God wants to speak to you. God wants to cup your face in His hands through the Word of God, through the teaching of the Word of God, and He wants to speak to you face to face. This book, this Bible, is not an outdated book. It is the Word of God that lives and abides forever and ever. It is the very words which God says that we will be judged by on that day. There is a day of accountability for Christians at the judgment seat of Christ and for the world at the great white throne judgment. So God, who is our creator, holds us accountable. He holds us accountable for knowing this word, especially in this country where we have access to the word of God, free access to the Word of God in all sorts of versions and translations and everything. It's here. It's made available to us. So we're looking at America at the crossroads because this ancient book that is relevant for today is going to tell us what happens to a country when they sin. And you need to know it because God watches over His Word to perform it. We're in Ezekiel chapter 14. And in Ezekiel chapter 14, this group of elders has come before the Son of Man, who is God's way of referring to Ezekiel. And God is speaking to them. They have set up idols in their hearts, which is even worse. I mean, it is in a sense worse because what is out here has gotten into here, into their heart. And the heart is the control center, the command center of all your life. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Guard your heart with all diligence because out of it are the issues of life. And so he says, they have put right before their faces, verse 3 of Ezekiel 14, the stumbling block of their iniquity. He said, should I be consulted by them at all? They've come and they want to talk to me and they want to know what's going on. But should I be consulted by people that have put up idols, that have other gods in their hearts? He says, therefore speak to them and tell them, thus says the Lord God, any man of the house of Israel, who sets up idols in his heart, puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity. In other words, here he is, and even before his face is the sin in his life that is causing him to stumble. Is there a sin in your life? A lot of men today in the United States of America have the sin of pornography in their lives. They're addicted to it. They put it right before their face. And then they go to God, then they want help for their teenager, or they want help in business or whatever. He says, if they do this, he says, should I be consulted by them at all? He says, then comes the prophet. He says, and then they come to the prophet. He says, I, the Lord, will be brought to give him an answer in the matter in the view of the multitude of his idols. Now, this is the setting of Ezekiel 14. And this is what he says in verse 6. Listen carefully. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, repent and turn away from your idols. Now, one of the things that we do is we teach you to mark the Word of God. And we've got a free study guide for you on these messages. So what I want you to do is draw a line under repent and bring it around with an arrow going in the opposite direction. Now, how do you get that free study guide? You go online. You go online to preceptsforlife.com. Preceptsforlife.com. And you can download that free study guide so that you can have the text before you and you can see for yourself. You can discover truth for yourself. And that's what Precepts for Life is all about, helping you discover truth for yourself so that you know God, so that you can go deeper with Him, and that you, in turn, can disciple others. You can teach others what you're learning. So repent and turn away from your idols and turn your faces away from all your abominations. How do you overcome sin? You cry to God. You see it as sin. That's repentance. Repentance is a change of mind. You're thinking this way, you change your mind. When you change your mind, you change your direction, you change your action. So he's saying, repent and turn away from your idols. This is what you see in 1 Thessalonians, how they heard the truth and how they turned from idols to worship the true and living God. And he says, for anyone of the house of Israel or of the immigrants. So if God were speaking to America today, and he is, he would say, okay, all of you immigrants that are in here from Arab countries, all of you immigrants that are in here in the United States of America, from Spanish-speaking countries, or from Korea or Japan or China or whatever, he says, who stay in Israel, who separates himself from me, sets up idols in his heart before his face and puts right before his face the stumbling block of his iniquity, and then comes to the prophet to inquire of me for himself, I, the Lord, will be brought to answer him in my own person. He says, I want you to know that you cannot get away with this. Now listen. The welfare of America depends on the people of America. So even for the immigrants that are coming in, if those immigrants are putting up idols in their hearts, if they're turning away from God, if they are bringing sin upon this nation, they and you and I are bringing judgment on this nation. He goes and he says in verse 8, I will set my face against that man and make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from among my people, so you will know that I am the Lord. He says, I will deal with it because I want you to know I am the Lord. You may not believe in God, but it does not cause him to cease being God. He's God. And if you're smart, you'll bow the knee. Well, he comes on and he says, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, verse 13, son of man, if a country sins against me by committing unfaithfulness, and I stretch out my hand against it, destroy its supply of bread, send famine against it, and cut off from it man and beast, even though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in its midst, by their own righteousness, they could only deliver themselves. What is God saying? God's saying, if a country sins against me, I'm going to have to judge that country, and only the righteous will survive. Now, do you know why this is so important? Because America is filled with people that have turned their back on God. We are sinning against God, and God is going to have to judge America. And precious one, it is you, it is me that knows what to do to return to God, to repent. This is what we're going to be looking at in this series. Girls, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I know that life is really demanding right now and that there are lots of pressures. And what I do every day is I cry, help, Lord. I want to be the woman you want me to be in this situation. And I'm sure that that's the way you feel. I say, help, Lord. I need peace. I need understanding. I need hope. Well, that happens to be the title of our women's conference. It's coming October 21st through the 23rd. And we want to invite you to come. I can see you and eat with you and have fellowship with you and open the Word of God along with other women who have been in all sorts of varied situations. We're going to teach you the Word of God, and we're going to bring you, I pray, into a relationship with God that will strengthen you for the days ahead. Come and join us. I would love to put my arms around your neck. Welcome back, beloved. I love this time when you and I just sit and chat for a moment about the precepts for life that we are learning, that together we are gleaning from the Word of God. And what is our precept for life today? Our precept for life is be careful, guard your heart. Don't set up idols in your heart, and then expect to be able to go to God and to pray and just have Him answer your prayers. Remember, the things that were written beforehand, Romans 15 tells us this, were written for our instruction and for our encouragement, that we might have hope in these last days. But they are there for instruction. And so He takes His Word and He makes us clean through the washing of the water of His Word. And what I want to do is I want to challenge you. And I want to challenge you to get on your face before God, to cry out to God and say, God, I know that You hear the prayers of Your people. And I know 2 Chronicles 7:14, if My people who are called by My name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, pray, seek My face, etc., I will hear from heaven. So ask God who you can get together with. If you're housebound, get together with someone on the phone. Otherwise, go for collective corporate prayer and begin to pray for America. We're doing it every Thursday across this country from 12 to 12:30 or 12 to 1, seeking God's face, confessing our sins, repenting before God, having a change of mind, and beseeching God, as it says in Isaiah, to rend the heavens and to come down and to visit us, that we might experience another great awakening in this country. A great awakening happens when God moves by His Spirit and He convicts of sin and He cleanses the church, and then He moves to society to bring people to Him. You want to be a part of this because America's at the crossroads.
Thank you for watching today. All the programs you see on Precepts for Life are available on CD and DVD. To download your free copy of the study guide, click on our website or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program,